Welcome to 3 from the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast, chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincada, and as always, I am the assistant editor of Relics Magazine, and I am joined by my partner in crime, the coolest person I know, Karina Reichman.
Uh-oh! If I'm the coolest person you know, I must be Miles Davis.
I mean, you moonlight as an amazing rock and roller. Are you daylight?
Moonlight.
In the midnight moonlight.
Under the moon. Yo, shit's going to be crazy today, Raph. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, I just told you right before we turned the mics on, I was like, I just chugged a Red Bull and this is going to be like a really up episode.
And so. I just don't even know what planet I am. And I'm on in the best of times. So everything's great.
And you're gearing up for your show at Brooklyn Bowl. So things are great.
Things are great. Brooklyn Bowl, September 18th. Brooklyn Bowl, September 18th. Brooklyn Bowl, September 18th. Brooklyn Bowl, September 18th. Yep, I'm headlining. Everybody, it's gonna be a party. I'm stoked. We're practicing. We're going crazy. We're having a great time preparing.
Any crazy covers?
Maybe.
You got to.
Maybe. No, yes. The answer to that is absolutely, but I will not reveal anything on this here podcast. You just got to buy a ticket, take the ride.
I just want the craziest cover. People are like, man, I would never expect Karina to cover
whatever.
The Spice Girls.
Oh,
say
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I could get there.
It was a wannabe jam.
Oh, I would love a wannabe jam. No, Spice Up Your Life jam, for the record, would be hot.
Say You'll Be There jam.
Oh.
We're alienating so many of our listeners.
Yeah,
don't
sorry,
know any
everybody.
Spice World songs.
Don't
Spice
worry.
Girl songs.
No, I will tell you this, though I will not ruin what is about to happen at the Brooklyn Bowl next week, but there will be no Spice Girls jam, unfortunately.
I guess I'm not coming anyway.
Oh, Raph, you gotta come. What if there's something else going on?
No, I'll be there, Karina.
Raph's going to be there with bells on.
As always.
You know.
Always Karina's number one fan.
Thanks, Raph. I look forward to it. My parents will be there in case anybody is interested in such things. Shout out to Anne and John. Those are my parents.
Hell yeah. I've met Karina's mother. I have not met her father. She's meeting my mother later tonight. So our friendship is just getting deeper and deeper.
Ladies
now
and gentlemen.
We're meeting each other's families.
Guys, to all our beloved listeners, you need to know what's going on for us tonight. This Monday night, which I know you're listening on Wednesday, but picture us 2 days prior, we're going to Madison Square Garden to see WWE Raw with Raph, her beautiful mother Lisa, her brother VJ, myself, and our dear friend Connor, who works here at Relics. I've never been more excited for an event, I think, ever.
I am absolutely thrilled. This was my birthday gift from the wonderful Karina Reichman.
This is her birthday gift, and, you know, I think we're going to have a really excellent time, and next week we'll come together, and you'll say to our fine listeners what you thought of the event.
I can tell you already, it's going to be absolutely insane. For anybody who's even vaguely familiar with wrestling, Stone Cold Steve Austin is headlining the show.
This is a big deal for Raph.
This is a huge deal. As someone who was kind of into wrestling maybe a year ago, who has fallen head over heels with the beautiful art form, to see Stone Cold, guys, that's like,
it's a fantastic thing.
God, that's like, I'm trying to think of like a crazy jam thing to equate it to. This is like further getting back together, you guys.
Wow. Well, don't say that. That's just, well, anyway, yeah, great. Good stuff. I can't wait. It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party.
I wish the Iron Sheik still wrestled. Then I'd be there with Bell.
Who knows? Anything could happen. You're, I know, right. Our buddy Connor is excited to see Rey Mysterio, who's been in the game for a minute.
Right. No, that's from my era of my limited knowledge. I'm familiar with him. It's going to be great, Raph. We're going to have a wonderful time. Yeah, what else has been new? What's going on with you?
What has been going on with me? I went and saw Mr. Robert Randolph on Friday.
At Ethical Culture?
I did. It's an interesting space in New York City. It's basically like an old church, but it's also got like a college auditorium vibe. I've never been there before.
It's a school. It's literally a school auditorium. Ethical Culture, for those of you not born and raised in Manhattan, Ethical Culture is...
Karina said that as she sipped champagne.
Yes, no, that's a private school in the Upper West Side that I believe goes until 8th grade, and then Fieldston is what comes after for high school, and it's a lovely place. And I've never seen a show there, but I have been there otherwise. What was it like seeing a show there?
It was very cool. Robert Randolph, obviously coming from a gospel soul background, he took us to church, and I was like sitting in a wooden pew seeing Robert Randolph in a crowd of maybe like 100-200 people. It's a small room, but it was definitely packed. But the interesting thing was, it was, everybody was sitting. So, like, me and Connor, who we had mentioned earlier, and a couple other Relics people were there. But we were, like, in, like, the fourth or fifth row, being the only people standing.
No shit.
And I was like, oh, boy, we got to, like, move to the back because I don't want to get yelled at. So it was us kind of off to the side being, like, the one group of, like, people trying to get down.
Sure, right. Well, that sounds cool, though. That's great.
Yeah, that was great. And then Saturday, did some stuff with some friends, and Sunday hung out, and here I am on Monday. So what about you, Karina? What's been going on in your world?
Oh, baby. Well, you know what, Raph? Since Labor Day done come and gone, I feel like now this is when the NYC live music situation, as if it's not already crazy, even in the dead times in August and whatnot, now it's just full-blown. So let's see. Thursday, I saw the Rack on Tours.
Rock.
Spectacular. Friday, I went all the way to Coney Island to see this triple header of Steel Pulse, Shaggy, and UB40. Oh, yeah. Show of the summer, for sure. It was probably the best time of my life.
Was it sweet reggae music?
It was the sweet reggae music. Shaggy's like, you got to learn the bad boy Jamaican wine. Yeah, it was wonderful. The whole thing, every act, you know, Steel Pulse. I got there so early. They went on at 6:15, the earliest I've ever been awake. And what happened the next day? That was Friday. Saturday, I saw Spaga. Nice. Aaron Magner's band at LPR, Le Poisson Rouge, and it was really excellent. I am so stoked for that guy. That is complicated, crazy music, and that band is so rehearsed. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. But as I say that, it's wildly danceable and groovable. It's not, you know, complete, you know, fusion for nerds, if you will, you know what I mean? There's like super complicated musical moments and everything, but it is totally a jammer. You can fully dance to it. It was seated, but there was standing room in the back and on the sides, and it definitely doesn't have to be seated, is all I'm telling you. Then Sunday I saw Mitski in Central Park.
Oh, I had some friends who were there.
Fantastic. Always great. You know, her fans are just engrossed, you know. It's so funny to go from seeing jam bands, rock bands, reggae bands, and then you see Mitski's, like, you know, indie pop goddess of the moment, you know, but, like, the crowd was so stoic, like, while she's playing, and then she ends the song, and then they scream, like, bloody murder, you know what I mean? It's a funny dichotomy between the music we tend to see, and
that's
then,
true.
I don't know, it was an interesting thing. It was an indie, you know, crowd. Of yeah. course it was. But
definitely,
anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see the differences between jam crowds and indie crowds. Because I remember I saw Courtney Barnett, I believe, at Prospect Park, maybe?
Yeah.
At the Bandshell. And it was similar, where everybody was kind of like dancing and whatever. But I was kind of treating it like a jam show with my friends and like yelling along. And everyone was just like, hey, you gotta cool it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm not
They're
like,
we're indie cool. You are a wook.
Exactly. No, I'm not in like the no. Exactly. I'm not in the nosebleeds of a dead show where I can just belt out the lyrics like because I want to.
Yeah, I know. It's different. It's different.
It's very different. But we have plenty of news to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So we might as well keep this train moving.
Let's do it.
Karina, this story is kind of in your wheelhouse, so I'm going to let you take the lead on this one.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Phish's John Fishman has collaborated with extreme metal band Cattle Decapitation.
So are you familiar with this band? Karina has like a past life, as some people might know by listening to the show. A past life as a metalhead, a current life as a metalhead. Have you heard of this band? They're from Southern California.
I've certainly heard of this band. I'm not going to front that I am a Cattle Decapitation fan by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I certainly do love heavy metal, but it was more for me like kind of classic thrash metal. I love Mastodon, which of course is not classic thrash, but love them. Love Gojira in terms
Ooh,
of Gojira
is very good.
Like, you know, modern day stuff, but like, you know, the big four, which is Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax. That's where my heart is, you know, for the most part. I love Sepultura from Brazil. I love Pantera from Texas. Anyway, there are things I love, but when we go into the extreme category, not that, you know, not for lack of enjoying it. I just, you know, I have limited knowledge, but I think this is really rad because I always love, you know, eclectic stuff.
Yeah.
Genre bending, you know, wearing multiple hats. These are all things that appeal to me, Raph. So this is very, very cool. And the Phish drummer provided voiceover for the Southern California extreme metal band's 8th studio effort, Death Atlas. Ooh.
So we haven't heard the song yet. The album comes out in November. Fishman went to a Syracuse show
by Cattle Decapitation. Hung out with them backstage. There's a cute little picture of the whole band with John Fishman just hanging out. Fishman's into metal, which kind of makes sense because metal drumming is insanely technical.
It is, certainly.
That double kick drum.
You have to be pretty proficient at the instrument to play.
Pretty proficient. You know?
In order to play, you know?
Karina, if someone came up to you after a gig and said that was proficient,
I would say, get the fuck out of my gig. No, I'm just kidding. I'd say, first of all, you're lying. Second of all, get the fuck out of here. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'd say, thank you so much. And then I would use another big word.
But overall, very cool that, you know, the fish world and the extreme metal world, things that I would never expect to overlap, are overlapping. If you're a metalhead and a fish head, email us, raffandkarina@gmail.com.
Oh, I'd love to talk to you about it.
Seriously, I'm so curious about how big that little slice of a Venn diagram is of fish heads and metal heads.
I'd say it's bigger than you think.
I agree.
I really would say that. I think Cattle Decapitation, I mean, that's a deep cut, and that's you know, you're going hard in the paint there. But, if you're going more, like, in the Metallicas and the Slayers and the Mastodons of the world, like, I think there definitely is a big crossover there.
Hell yeah. I know we're running long on this episode, but before we move on to our next story, I have a funny metal story. So
Do it.
And stop me if this is not, technically a metal band, but I was at a Bamboozle at the MetLife Stadium when I was like 15.
Yes.
Which is in a punk festival in the parking lot of where the Giants play. And I went, and one of the people who played there was Pierce the Veil. That's a thing, right?
That's a thing, but, you know, to call that metal, you know, it's like emo, sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
What's the one that's like black something something?
Black Veil Brides?
It was Black Veil Bride.
Right.
Is that kind of metal? That's still emo, right?
I mean, it's, yeah, I hate all that music. Sorry, no offense to you.
No, it's fine. There was
It's heavy.
No, no, it wasn't. It was the Devil Wears Prada.
Oh.
I know, these are all like terrible. But terrible. That's the one it was. It was the Devil Wears Prada. We went just to go because we were like, there's a gap in the schedule. Let's go check out this band that I've heard of, Devil Wears Prada. We went, and the mosh pit was like really intense, though. Like, I'm sure not as intense as mosh pits you've experienced, but I saw some guy, and I was like an impressionable 15-year-old. Guys, I wasn't even into the Dead yet. I wasn't even going to Dead shows yet. And this guy gets like elbowed in the face in the middle of the pit, and his face starts pouring blood out, like pouring blood. And the whole pit, to their credit, stopped and looked at the guy like, are you okay? And the guy like looked up and looked at everybody and said, no, let's fucking go.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I'm going to leave.
I was like, this is my last Bamboozle.
Seriously. I was like, it's 100 degrees. I'm standing on asphalt and I'm scared.
Yeah, rightfully so.
But shout out to the metal scene. I mean, I dig it. The musicianship is technical and very cool. And I listen to Gojira and stuff. So I'm not a hater, but definitely not my cup of tea.
I'll keep you apprised of the real shit, dude. No, I'm just kidding. I'll get you a good playlist, Raph. You can
make me a playlist. Make me a mixtape, Karina.
Yeah, you know, ease me in. As in, do ease me in, not don't ease me in. You know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying.
It's a Grateful Dead reference. It's cool. It'll be great.
Now we're back on brand. See?
Back on brand. We're going back full circle.
But speaking of cups of tea are more of my taste, our second story of the week, Billy Strings was in Athens, Georgia at the Georgia Theater, and he covered our Widespread Panic Boys. He played All Time Low to open his second set at the Georgia Theater. I'm about it. Relics readers are about it. Blew up on socials. I even shared it in the Widespread Panic Facebook group, and everybody was talking about how cool it was that Billy gave a little nod to the Panic Boys. He is really blowing up in the scene. I mean, Karina, have you kind of seen it that Billy Strings has some serious buzz around him?
Oh, it's crazy. Honestly, I go on deep dives on Instagram watching him do his picking in the evenings. I'm like, whoa, Jesus, let's just go in a rabbit hole of Billy Strings playing. I'm like, Jesus, this kid is out of control. I love it. I'm way, way in. I haven't seen it live. Never met him. Hi, Billy. I'm Karina. Would love
pleasure
to meet
you.
Yeah, I think this is super cool. And, you know, I hope that, I think I heard the tune. The tune sounded amazing. And I hope it kind of, you know, gets embedded in the repertoire. And instead of just like, you know, of course he's playing in Athens, Georgia, nod to the boys, Widespread Panic. And that's super rad. But like, you know, let's see him play it in Tuscaloosa.
Hell yeah.
And, San Jose, whatever. You know, I think it's super, super cool.
Yeah. Dave Schools caught wind of it and shared the video on his Instagram. And Billy, I believe in August, while I was at the Lockin' Festival, Panic was playing a three-night run at the Ryman, and then Billy Strings sat in with them for like four songs. So within the last 6 months, Billy Strings has sat in with Panic. He's played with String Cheese Incident. He shared the stage, I believe, with Del McCurry at Delfest. And yeah, it's been a wild ride for this kid. He's like our age.
He's doing stuff with Marcus King, which is like a beautiful little pairing, you know, of
King, what is it, King and Strings, right?
King and Strings. String and Kings. What? Huh? Yeah. I love it, honestly. You know what one word really describes Billy Strings' rap?
What?
Proficient.
It's like, that kid is sure proficient.
That kid's proficient.
At the acoustic guitar.
He's pretty amazing. Honestly, damn. Yeah, go on a, you got everybody, go on a deep YouTube and or Instagram rabbit hole tonight after you've listened to this podcast. Just type in Billy Strings. Yeah. And you can really see some crazy musicianship.
Yeah. Even his studio record, Turmoil and Tinfoil, or Tinfoil and Turmoil, one of those two. Incredible. And he's got a new record coming out.
There
so good for Billy. He's got some buzz. The one thing I will say is I put a picture up of him performing, and a lot of the comments were just about how skinny this kid's jeans were. And I was just like, everybody needs to care less about whether or not he's wearing like yoga pants.
Also, everybody's jeans are skinny.
Yeah.
Like, what year are y'all living in? 98?
Yeah, exactly. Although baggy pants are in. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. You could totally... Yeah, whatever. He looks
dude,
great.
You do
he's
you.
Killing
it's,
it.
It's only rock and roll. You know who else wore tight pants? Mick Jagger.
Oh, shit. And Vince Neil. And
oh, wow.
And, I mean, just about everyone else.
Yes. The only two rock and roll frontmen there are.
Yeah, that's
Mick
it.
Mick Jagger and Vince Neil.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Moving on. Story number three. Jay Blakesburg will release a new photo book, Jerry Garcia, Secret Space of Dreams, on October 15th.
Had to give some love to Mr. Blakesburg. I love Jay. He's the coolest dude on planet Earth. I saw his photo slideshow storytelling thing at Lockin, and he's just incredibly talented and continues to take really cool photos. And this book in particular is focusing on Jerry exclusively, I think through like kind of his later years with the Dead. It's got a foreword by John Mayer, an introduction by Dead historian David Gans, an afterword by Speak of the Devil, Mr. Dave Schools, who we just mentioned, and even an essay from Trixie Garcia. If you just want a cool little coffee table book and you love the Jer Bear, what's not to like?
Well, yeah, what's could be better than this, Raph? You roll into somebody's home, you kick your feet up on their coffee table, and then Jerry Garcia's Secret Space of Dreams is on there. You just leaf through it while sipping some bourbon on ice.
And you say, these photos sure are proficient.
And you say, man, these photos are proficient. Exactly. I'm a huge Jay fan. We love Jay. Always.
Known him for longer than I have.
Known him quite some time, and friends with the children, friends with his beautiful wife Lori, and you know, it's a great family, a great man, talented man who's just carved, you know, his own way for his whole life. He's really made, I don't know. I'm so inspired to see him kind of do his thing always.
I'll tell you, Karina, they broke the mold when they made him.
They really did. They really, really did. So we appreciate you, Jay, and we want everybody to go out there and pre-order a signed copy at rockoutbooks.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that right after we hang up.
As will I. I owe Jay a favor because I saw him at Lockin. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and he was zipping by in his golf cart. And I went, yo, Jay. And then he looked and like almost like swerved out of control.
No.
And I was like, okay, lesson learned. I shouldn't be yelling at people when they're driving.
Causing a Jay fender bender at Lockin.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, yikes. Like, there goes our like casual friendship. Like, Like, you will never give me a ride on his golf cart ever again.
Jay forgives you.
It's
Jay
okay.
forgives you.
Jay's the man.
Wow. Well, that is the best three stories I could ever hope to speak about.
I agree. I think we're rolling right through here.
We're crushing it. It's because Raph, but you know, little do you know, before we started this episode, Raph shotgunned a Red Bull.
I said that at the top of the episode.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway.
I said that at the very beginning that I drank a Red Bull.
You know, my short-term memory has really been dwindling these days. I don't know what's going on.
Karina is just jamming. She's in a flow state.
If there are any experimental doctors out there that want to come see me after.
Like, I'm going to get this girl a CAT scan right after this.
I need professional help in more ways than one. Raph, we have a weekly shout out now,
Tony.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me one sec. I need a shotgun this Red Bull.
We're both going to shotgun a Red Bull, but enjoy this weekly shout out. See what we got this week.
Hey, this is Lewis from Kendall Street Company, and you're listening to 3 from the 7. I'm currently sitting in a coffee shop in our hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia, but we'll be back out on the road soon. Check out our upcoming tour dates as well as our brand new EP, Lunar Dude, on our website at www.kendallstreetcompany.com.
Well, there you have it. Thank you to Kendall Street Company, a wonderful band from Virginia. I keep bringing up Lockin, but I ran into their main dude, Louie, down there. And I was like, or Louis. But I ran into him down there and I was like, you're from Kendall Street Company. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, you should be on my podcast. And he was like, okay. So now here they are.
Look at that. You see, that's how things get done in this business, everybody.
It's true.
Raph, thank goodness for you. You're out there. You're pushing the envelope. And tonight, I will take your family to the garden.
Ooh,
where
baby.
We will see some wrestling. It's really, it's all too much. I'm just blessed beyond belief.
And I'm incredibly excited. Karina, you are just such an angel from Montgomery. That you would gift me these incredible tickets with all the plus ones the world could offer.
It's just a blessing
for us all. We bid everybody adieu. Karina, you want to throw a couple plugs in here?
Oh, yes. I mean, as I may have mentioned at the top of the episode, September 18th, Brooklyn Bowl, your girl me, Karina, I'm headlining. I'd love to see you there. September 27th, the Tree of Life in Irvington, New York. I will be performing a mixed bag of crazy tunes with Graham Lesh and Tash Neal and Elliot Peck and Haley Jane, and the list goes on and on and on. It's for a great cause. I really would love to see you there. I think treeoflife.com, maybe that's taken, maybe not. Just type in Tree of Life and Karina Reichman or something like that. It should come up.
The algorithm will help it out.
Algorithm definitely will help. And this is lesser known, but that's on September 27th. The two nights prior to that, Raph, September 26th and 25th, I will be DJing at set break and during boarding on our Rocks Off concert cruises featuring Every Time I Die.
Whoa.
Talk about a heavy band.
I've seen videos from these, like, Every Time I Die shows. Is this the one where, like, they're ripping down the ceiling?
And oh, yeah.
Karina's just pouring tequila down people's throats.
It's
fam.
The best time of my life. It's going to be my third year doing this, everyone. It's my Steve Aoki dreams come true.
Are you going to wear the onesie again?
Oh, yeah. I will be dressed as a unicorn, pouring tequila down people's throats. And there are a few tickets available, actually, for the first two nights. So if you'd like to witness that and you're in NYC, I really would love to see you there. But yeah, September 18th, Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the headliner.
That's the one that's coming up with the quickness, you know?
Yeah, do it up.
A week from when you'll be listening to this episode, everybody.
Yeah, awesome.
What do you got, Raph?
I, as always, want everybody to sign up for the Relics Daily 7, our free email newsletter at relics.com/daily, and subscribe to Relics Magazine, fam. We got Vita Blue on the cover. If you go to relics.com/Vita Blue, you can get that issue as your first, and guess what? Tell them Raph sent you, and you'll get $5 off.
Ooh.
You don't have to tell them Raph sent you. You'll just get $5 off if you use that link.
No, Raph, but you got to play. No. The Raph code is huge. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. Say Raph sent you. It'll come with a gift bag.
Yeah. And a virtual high five.
Yes.
From yours truly.
It's a beautiful thing. But come on. It's a great magazine. You guys do the Lord's work up in here. Thank you.
Job bless.
Job bless.
May Job be with you, Karina.
And also with you.
Lift up our hearts.
May...
And we lift them up to Jah. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Wonderful. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.